So, you have a new Harry Potter for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So Harry Potter's at the Dursleys, right?
The abusive family that everybody knowingly sends him back to every summer?
That's the one. So he's in bed doing that Lumos spell over and over again.
Isn't him doing magic outside of Hogwarts, like, forbidden?
Yeah, I mean, technically not a super important detail, though.
Okay.
So then this terrible aunt comes over, and she's just the worst. I mean, she's super mean, and he accidentally turns her into a big floaty balloon.
Oh, very satisfying.
Yeah, but now Harry's gotta go on the run because he did magic outside of school. You can't do that.
But you just started the movie with him doing some.
Oh, I did do that, didn't I? Whoops.
Whoopsie, you silly goose. You goose that's silly.
So anyway, then he takes this wacky convenience bus that wizards have and heads to the Leaky Cauldron.
And what happens there?
Well, the Minister of Magic is like, oh yeah, don't worry about the magic stuff. That's fine.
Okay.
So Harry gets some of his school books, one of which is a book of monsters that's an actual monster. Like it tries to bite you and it tears apart its own pages.
Who would even publish that?
I mean, sir, I feel like it's clear at this point that wizards have, like, zero consumer protection laws.
That's a good point.
So then Harry goes back to Hogwarts, which this year has completely changed geographically.
What?
So then Dumbledore gives his annual opening speech, you know, about all the different ways the kids might die this year.
Oh, this guy freaking hates when kids are safe.
He really does.
So what does Voldemort have in store this year?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, playing it laid back, giving everyone a year off this year.
A very considerate dark wizard.
Yeah, see, the threat this year is this dangerous escaped convict, Sirius Black.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently he wants to kill Harry Potter, and he's the one who ratted out his parents to Voldemort.
Sounds like it's pretty serious.
He's decent looking, sure.
That's not, never mind.
Okay.
So I guess they give Harry some extra security, huh?
They don't, no.
Oh, they don't.
No, instead they have a bunch of these horrible creatures called Dementors all over the place, and they'll suck out your soul if you get too close, so they're very deadly.
So to stop a student from maybe being killed, they bring in a bunch of things that might kill students.
That's what they're going with.
Interesting strategy.
And so throughout the year, Harry's gonna get to know the new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, this guy, Professor Lupin.
And what's his deal?
Well, he shows them this creature called the Boggart that takes the form of whatever you're the most afraid of.
Oh.
Yeah, so when he looks at it, he sees a full moon, because he's secretly a werewolf.
The guy with the name that basically means wolf in Latin is a werewolf?
Yeah, real wacky coinkadink of a last name on that one, sir.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. So the trick to defeating a Boggart is to imagine your fear doing something really funny. Like this one girl's afraid of a giant snake, so she thinks of a giant unblinking clown.
Oh my god, how is that better?
Yeah, I don't know about that one, to be honest. Jeez. So anyway, eventually the Weasley twins give Harry this little map called the Marauder's Map.
And what does that do?
This is friggin' map of Hogwarts that shows you where everybody is.
Okay.
And then one day Harry sees this name on the map, Peter Pettigrew, but Lupin's like, that's impossible, that guy's dead.
Oh, very. Mysterious.
Yeah, very mysterious. And later a dog drags Ron under a tree.
Is that related to the plot or is that just a thing that happens to Ron?
Both, technically. So now Harry and Hermione have to save him, but that tree is the Whomping Willow.
Okay, now is that that willow that whomps?
That's the one, yeah.
I thought so.
So the Whomping Willow freaking picks up Hermione, sends her spinning around in the air like crazy.
Uh-oh.
And then as she's whizzing on by, she picks up Harry with one arm and drags him along too.
I feel like that would snap her arm.
Yeah, no, she's got like super strength for this one scene, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I won't.
And then she launches him into this hole under the tree thanks to the superhuman coordination she also has in this scene.
Oh, tree holes are tight.
Gross, sir. So then they end up in this house and Sirius Black is there.
Oh, no.
And then Lupin pops out too and turns out they're buddies.
Oh.
And they're gonna talk super vaguely for a while to make it seem like they're evil and like they're gonna kill Harry, but they're not.
Oh, characters love speaking vaguely right before big twists.
They sure do, sir. So then it turns out that Ron's rat, who was always on his lap, was a full-grown man named Peter Pettigrew, aka Wormtail, this whole time.
That has just the most unsettling implications.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Fred and George never wondered why on the Marauder's Map there was a guy named Peter in bed with their brother every night?
None of their business.
So what was Wormtail's strategy? Just live with the Weasleys for 12 years in the hopes that the kids would become friends with important wizards?
Sure seems that way.
And what was Sirius's strategy? Just break into a heavily guarded school and kill the one guy who could clear his name?
Sure seems that way.
Well, okay then. So what happens with Wormtail?
Well, he ends up escaping because Lupin forgot to take his full moon potion on a full moon, so he turns into a werewolf.
A werewolf whose biggest fear is full moons forgot about the full moon?
He does. And then also some Dementors start attacking, so Harry and Sirius are both, like, about to die.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they use Hermione's time machine to go help themselves.
Well, Hermione has a time machine?
Yeah, she was entrusted with this time turner device so she could double up on her classes and learn more.
Why would they trust her? She's broken multiple rules multiple times over the past couple of movies.
Yeah, but see, she's book smart, so they give her the ability to, you know, mess with time itself.
Wow, well, okay. Well, that's gonna be a super helpful device moving forward.
No.
But...
No, never again.
Okay, but...
Nope.
All right.
And so all that works out well, but Sirius gets captured, because now that Wormtail's gone, there's nobody to prove his innocence.
Can they maybe use a truth potion to prove what happened, or do that thing where they pull memories out of people's heads?
Yeah, well, here's the thing about that. Shut up about that.
Oh, that's super mean.
So they go break Sirius out of the little cell he's being kept in and set him free.
Aren't there any guards or anything?
No,
see, they capture one of the most wanted criminals in the Wizarding world and leave him in a little unguarded cell.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, it worked out fantastic.
So how does the movie end?
Well, Harry gets a very nice new broom, and then we freeze frame on him enjoying it.
What?
Yeah, just an aggressive freeze frame on him enjoying it.
That's a choice.
It sure is, sir. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great movie.
Thank you.
One more thing, though. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to find somebody new to play Dumbledore since Richard Harris passed away.
Oh, yeah. Did you have anyone in mind?
Well, I don't know, but it's gotta be someone who could bring his mysterious nature and great wisdom to the screen, you know?
That's a good point, yeah.
And that'll have to do until one day we cash in and give people the young, hot Dumbledore they really want.
Why would anyone want to see that? I don't see that happening.
Hi guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that Pitch Meeting. If you hadn't noticed, Pitch Meeting is now on its very own channel, so if you haven't subscribed yet, that would help out a lot. And of course, you could also hit the like button and the notification button, or leave a 2,000-word comment about some Harry Potter detail I got wrong. And let me know what pitches you'd like to see next. Okay, bye. I gotta leave.